those are V-carts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those
look fun.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Tuesday, February 20, 2018, 2 p.m., and we're assembled in the Board of County Commissioner conference room for legal counsel update. Present are Commissioner Hare, Commissioner Morgan, and Commissioner DeYoung. And also, we have the legal team here, Wally Hicks and Company, is at the table today. Item number one is a codification project update. Two is weekly business session agenda request, termination of lease agreement for William Branch Library. Three is a weekly business session agenda request, annexations to Josephine County Library District, public hearing 2-28-18. And number four is a draft board resolution in the matter of access to properties along Clydesdale Drive, public right of way. We'll start out with item number one.
We shall. Codification update. So the most.
I didn't show you this yet, but we have a new revised.
Is that anybody's water or is that mine?
It's half empty.
Yeah. I think I saw
it. Or is it half
full? Okay. Yeah, right. Why do you have to be such a pessimist?
I know.
Why do we have to send it to DLCD, if I may ask, if it's not actually changing the current policy of code? It's not like we're doing a land use hearing that requires a change in our RLDC. So in my mind, it's only when we change things, if we were to do a comp plan zone change or anything like that, we have to notify them. But I don't know, maybe that's my interpretation.
And the best approach to that would be a confidential memorandum. That's definitely something I want to address.
Okay.
Confidential memorandum. Okay. Thanks. We'll get that to you.
Everything else looks fine.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good. So, what would be interesting for me at some point is what we're maybe in the confidential letter about what are the questions that have come in from them that would better give context to the board with addressing things after we get it codified. You've talked a lot about how there's a lot of cleanup work. Julie and I were talking about it this morning for an hour about things that are interpretations or expectations of the code that the RLDC requires that she wants to address, and how do we, that's the next step. The codification was really step one,
yes.
Looking at a whole revision,
yes.
Of the code and making it better, addressing issues that we talked about this morning. Development permits required for a change of use. We don't have a change of use element apparently in our RLDC. It says to issue a development permit. So then you, when Southern Oregon Air Academy wants to do a change of use, they don't have a change of use process in our code, I guess. It requires you request a development permit, which in my mind is like, you gotta be kidding me. But all roads are leading to that, is the central clearinghouse for changing of something. And I'm like, it's just a change of use. I don't see why you need to go through all of the process of doing a development permit, but we need to change those things.
Yes.
If you did a development permit, you would have to bring everything up to that. If you start that development permit process, it's to what the code is at the time of permit. Whereas a change of use would not
make you go through all.
Wouldn't make you go through that?
I don't know. It's just one example of something that is arduous to the public, but it's like, why don't we just have a change of use? So. She agrees that we just need to sit down at some point once it's codified and go through strategically about how we're going to make improvements about things. So
yeah, it's a huge opportunity.
I think so.
Make improvements.
But we do it after it's okay.
Step by step.
Great.
Okay. All right.
So my specific question was, is there anything that was discussed throughout this process of having this contractor that would help better prepare all you guys for fixing stuff. You know, we're doing this in codification, but the way the codes looked, in other words, I don't even know what those conversations have been. If there isn't anything that wouldn't behoove us to know about what it's taken to get to this point, then don't worry about it. But if there is, maybe it can be discussed at that point.
I just wanted to say that kind of on a parallel track is another document that we've received from their, from Code Publishing's legal people.
Oh, about stuff.
About a lot of stuff.
Okay.
The issues with legal issues.
Good.
It wasn't anything that they said you guys have to address it immediately, but it's just this is what we see of potential issues.
That's great. That's better than our economic development plan. Something along those lines is key for like what are the next steps.
Right, because that was part of what we
paid
them for. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, great.
Okay.
Well, that's a start.
So we're done with item one. Any questions, Commissioner? Okay. Item two, WBS agenda request, termination of lease agreement for Williams Branch Library.
Yep, further step in the transfer of county assets to the library district. The agreement is theoretically in your packet.
Okay, that's good. I endorse moving this forward to the admin meeting.
Okay. Admin agenda?
Weekly business session?
You got it.
To the WBS.
On the admin.
You okay with that, Commissioner?
Yes, sir.
It's three of us. We'll move that one forward to the WBS.
So much for it being a short agenda. Not you. We're teasing about Thursdays for the next week. It's all good.
Oh, yeah.
We're making it bigger.
We're not done yet.
That's what we're here for.
It's going to get bigger before we're
done.
We're not done yet, Chris.
Exactly.
It's getting better. I don't know if you go here. So we're all done with two. Item number three, WBS agenda request, annexation of Josephine County Library District.
Public
hearing number two, hearing 2/28/18.
And that's the part that I think we have revisited since that date, right? Since we sent this over to 2/28, there will not be a WBS in 2/28?
Oh, no, that is the date. We had, before, Wendy and I had talked about March 7th for the hearing, and that's all set by timeline. When we got these petitions in, do you guys know what I'm talking about?
2/28 is the
Wednesday. Yeah, we don't know when all stuff.
We're here 2/28.
You are here 2/28.
Yeah, we were hoping to have the public hearing on March 7th. However, now my understanding is you're not going to have a meeting on March 7th.
We will not have one, but we may have one on the 8th.
On the 8th?
March 8th, yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome if you had it on the 8th, because it would give me another week to get this stuff ready.
It's just one day.
Yeah, but if the notices have to go out like 2 days from now, otherwise I'd have a whole other week.
Oh.
It's the notices that are an issue.
Yeah.
And
are we crowding
anything
by going to the 8th?
Than the 8th?
I have to have it before the 11th. We have to do it of March.
So that's our statutory deadline.
Oh.
March 11th. And the reason for that is so that we'll go on the rolls for this upcoming tax year.
Well, and also because the statute says you have to do it within 50 days of when you got it, which was January 19th. And then we had another whole set come in. So what we're trying to do is combine them so you only have to have this one-time hearing.
No, I think that's perfect. I think it would be really, we were discussing this morning about not possibly having one the week of the 8th. We could have made that decision and then found out statutorily we need to have one. So that's key that we're communicating on potential deadlines of that, because we just almost could have made plans for, we didn't, but we could have.
So the 8th
so
is?
8th is, we're on.
Okay, so we're going to, are we okay moving that forward to there?
Okay. That sounds good. That
sounds real good.
We're
okay,
all
great.
And
perfect.
Everyone gets this, I'm sure, but these are voluntary annexations into the library district, so this is not the library reaching out.
No, no,
anybody.
No.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be there to explain
if there were
questions. I think we could do what you just did.
Kate will be there. Well, she was going to be there on the 28th, but I'm sure she'll be there this one.
Plan to attend also.
All right.
I think legal is where I'm looking, not anecdotal. It's policy-wise. If we are not reaching out, they're not reaching out. We're just facilitating this, and we do this on behalf of all non-contiguous districts if necessary.
Exactly right. Yes.
Great.
Would it be 9 a.m.?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. 9 a.m.
I think.
Okay, so item number three will be moved to the weekly business session agenda, 3-8-2018 at 9 a.m.
Does that interfere with your admin? Or?
We'll move admin.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Item number four, draft.
We don't know if we're having an admin.
Are we okay with that, Commissioner Morgan?
She's not there. She's
not going to be there, so.
I bless your meeting without me.
Thank you. Sounds good. Item number four, draft board resolution, the matter of access to properties. We need any more than that?
I
could try. I was just saying I could potentially try to Skype in.
Are you flying on?
I'm flying on the 9th, Friday. They have yet to confirm the schedule for the Frontier meeting with Commissioner or Congressman Walden.
This is a small issue.
Okay.
And we actually don't have discretion, so it's not as though.
Okay.
Did you have something else on three?
Sorry.
Let me go grab one.
Yes, I do, and so I think the copies did not find their way into the board packet, so I apologize for that. This is a resolution that was written in response to constituent inquiry, came into...
It is in there.
Okay, excellent.
It's on page 7.
Resolution is, but there's really not very much backstory, so go ahead.
Not much backstory. All right, so this constituent lives... or gets access to her property along 422 feet of a public right-of-way, a designated, recorded public right-of-way, recognized and called Clydesdale Drive. Clydesdale Drive accesses off of Palomino Drive, and that's actually a county-maintained, as best we can tell, a county-maintained public right-of-way. So she goes to Palomino, county-maintained, goes off of county-maintained onto public right-of-way to get to her property, 422 feet. There are 13 parcels that abut the public right-of-way known as Clydesdale Drive. And not just to address that one parcel, though it is referenced in tax lot format, but to state for the sake of clarity for the persons who own property along that public right-of-way that the county's position is compliant with state law, which is essentially that the board shall take no action that deprives road access to any of the properties abutting the Clydesdale Drive public right-of-way. And of course, we all fully comprehend that the government is not permitted to deprive
make
access.
An island.
Yes, make an island.
Okay. Well, this sounds like a really cool, low-cost, easy way to just put it out there. You can hold it in your hands and
something with
John Hancock's on it.
And it's something with an envelope.
Take it to the bank.
An envelope with all everybody signed onto it. That
easy
peasy. Great, great, great solution.
Okay.
Good solution.
So they're not going to be forced someday to vacate Clydesdale for Louse Creek, which is nearby?
Forced, no. No. Upon petition of the property owners, the board can consider an application for vacation.
Right.
But all the property owners would have to agree to that.
Majority.
Which is a majority.
Majority, yes. Right. And, but by the way, the board would have to agree to that as well.
And you couldn't, by doing that, make an island.
Exactly.
Correct.
That's the really critical
part. I think that's the meat of it.
Yep.
We can't make an island. So.
Well, this is good.
Okay.
In my opinion, this is a consent calendar. It doesn't change policy and it doesn't change budget, so it's
consent calendar.
And I appreciate that we're addressing it in a means that was giving a response to a constituent's needs without sending them the runaround.
Yes. Or specifically identifying the constituent.
Yeah, it's fine if you have a concern like that and you want it.
Thank you, Wally.
Okay.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Moving right along, 15 minutes.
Okay, so that was number four, correct?
It was.
Okay, and then we're prepared to go into executive session. Today is Tuesday, February 20th, 2018, at 2:14 p.m. The Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session to review the agenda items 5A through E. 5A being a proposed lease of county real property located at 900 Hitching Post Road, ORS 192.6602E. Item 5B, Mercy Flights, Inc. versus Josephine County at allocation number 17CV01760-CL-ORS192.6602H. And 5C is Josephine County and Jackson County versus PERS. Marion County case 17CV01027-ORS192.6602H. Item 5D, confidential memorandum and draft RFP for public health services, ORS192.6602F. And E, confidential memorandum regarding investigation and CIS recommendations, ORS192.6602F. We are now in executive session. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, the board will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:16 p.m. Okay, we are back in session at 3:25. Item 5B. Item 5B, we recommend that Mercy Flights request we want a new magistrate judge for those proceedings.
Yes.
Appreciate the fact that they brought that forward to us. Item C, Commissioner Morgan is to represent the county at deposition for the PERS. And item E, we wish to move that forward with the recommendations from CIS.
And then RFP, we're just going to continue on the path towards getting that ready, which is item D. And item A, I'll continue to work with legal and Arthur on that process.
Okay.
With also a meeting set up March 14th with state agencies.
Okay. Item number six, matters from commissioners. Commissioner Morgan, Commissioner Hare.
Yeah, I think that it would be advantageous to have planning and legal bring forward the cannabis grows that are in process for being permitted for 2018. I just was made aware of one. I'll be fully disclosed. It's going in proximity to my parents' ranch. There's 8 land use compatibility applications on one piece of property. I didn't know that was possible. I thought Luxes were limited for one Lux, one property, but I must be getting this wrong, or that we're making sure that we're permitting this stuff correctly.
So, hey.
Is that possible?
Well, quite frankly, it started with an internal policy made by planning that individuals were coming in and asking for multiple addresses for one property, and they'd get a Lux for each address.
Right.
And that was a policy decision by board. At that time, I remember saying, well, you shouldn't ever divide it up more than what the property is divisible by.
Well, and until it's divided, it really isn't.
It's one
isn't
property,
divided,
one thing. But
so
that's, again, an internal property. That's an internal policy, as far as I can tell. One property is one property until it's divided.
I'm not sure whether or not.
Legally divided.
I mean.
But that's not what their practice has been.
They're not asking for different properties. It's 1701 for the address. But there's 8 different applicants for each Lux that are.
You have 8 different Lux applicants.
All but one, I mean, 2 names, I mean, are the same. But their addresses are Arizona, Washington, California, New York.
Could it be that they're just listed by the different names, but they're
but
all the
one
names
Lux.
on one application?
Or they
no,
each,
these
each
are
partner
each
has to apply?
Land use compatibility statements.
Okay.
I don't understand it.
We should have them
it
come forward.
It seems really unclear. Okay. I mean, and she just brought this to my attention, Denise did yesterday, where, I mean, there's one piece of property that it's EF, exclusive farm. It might be 20 acres.
That's not divisible at all.
It's got 8 different Luxes. Different Luxes. I don't understand that.
How do they overlap? Are they overlapping? What's the deal? That doesn't even make sense.
EFU
isn't divisible.
Right.
No, not at all.
Doesn't even sound right.
It doesn't. I have questions, so.
Okay, so that, yeah,
that would be something
have a report
I think we should get. And if this is just one in our neighborhood, I mean, we're a half a mile away from it. It's not that big a deal, but.
Well, you saw in the paper how they're getting around having one plant now that has 300 feet of rows off each one, because they're taking their skin in this plant and laying the skin out, and when it roots again, it's only one plant. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got some pretty ingenious people
here. Oh, sure.
I know.
You can't fault them for imagination beyond control, way beyond control.
Well, maybe we can just get our heads around this, and if there's something, I mean, if this is right or if it's wrong, we need to do something. I don't know. But.
Okay. So, what is it that you want us to bring in? Just
well, your planning should be the nexus for.
Can the question I think is can they apply for more than one lux per address?
The legalities around
okay.
The county's responsibility for in doing luxes.
Yes.
I think the largest single organism in the world is an aspen grove in right? Isn't that amazing? It's all one root system.
One root line. Yeah.
They're going to start.
That's what they're trying to do on the marijuana thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Skin in this plant.
Sounds that way.
And they get 300 feet of skin out of one plant, and they just keep running on down a windrow, and that's it. Wherever it roots, like blackberries, Oregon blackberry, wherever it hits the ground, it sinks roots. Same thing. So, anything else, Commissioner Morgan? Do you have anything for matters? Neither do I. Seeing that, we are adjourned at 3:31. Thank you.